Blog Talk Radio.
From the West called Mitchell. Don't know much about them, but
by the way they way it sounds, it seems like they are deserving to be the number one ranked team right now, and that could be your team from the West that could be meeting possibly one of your Duplin County teams again if Tarbaugh doesn't have anything to say about it, because it looks like Tarbaugh's back too. I mean, even though they lost to Southwest Edgecombe, you know, it still looks like they are a dangerous team, and they could have the number one seed in the 1A, one Big A playoffs. And, been kind of a crazy time in high school football. I mean, you also see
one of the things that really had you know, we're just trying to recap this season so far. One of the things that shocked me actually while I was laying up in the hospital bed was that New Bern had went 0-3. What do you think about that, Jerome? New Bern went 0-3, and I think their rivalry, Wes Craven even beat them in that stretch. I think they went 0-3 or 0-4 before they won a game. I'm not 100% sure. I'm trying to bring a scoreboard up now. My computer is acting funny. But what do you think about that, Jerome? That ain't happened in a while with Duburn starts the season 0-3 or 0-4.
The Newbers just ain't got the powerhouse, KC, that they have here. And like I said, you give them a little more time. And that powerhouse that they used to have, they'll have it back. I mean, they're starting off a bad angle right now. But they gonna get that powerhouse back. But that's New one.
And of course, Havelock didn't skip a beat. What's gonna stop Havelock? When y'all chime in on that, what's gonna stop Havelock? It seems like they got a mold down there where they're pressing out high school football players, star football, high school football players.
They haven't
skipped the beat yet.
Nah, because Havelock, they determined. They on a mission, you know. And if some guys keep their heads together and don't get all out of, you know, white, they're going to be a force to reckon with down there now.
That's right.
They definitely are making a name for themselves down in Havelock. They've been now 5 or 6 seasons going on undefeated streaks and all kind of stuff. At least 3 seasons, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so you might want to look out for Havelock. I don't know what's in the water down there, but they finally got that water right if they get themselves together.
Yeah, play that water down here.
Yeah, they need to bring some of that water down this side. They need to bring it. I tell you what, if Havelock would just give 3 or 4 of their players to South Lanier, they might do a little bit better.
Hold it down. Let me bring out the guns on you now.
He can go down to South Lanier and get about 3 or 4 players and bring them back in. Go down to Havelock and get about 3 or 4 players and bring them back. Down this way, South Lanier might win a game this year.
Which one down here?
Man, South Lanier is having a bad year, man.
I get the ball game.
They're going to get it right.
They're going to get it right.
I put it that way. You see, the text was about 9 o'clock. So hopefully they'll get it right. Now, I tell you, I hate to say it, but I ain't even report a score like how they lost last night. And of course, now Kingston ain't no slouch, but still, you shouldn't let any football team come into your stadium and beat you 67-0. They should have threw out the white flag to keep from getting that butt.
I mean, we got to realize that South Moon got a young team down there. You know, most of the guys are young, and they got to get it together. You know, I don't know what it is, what's wrong down there, but I'm just thinking that check into it. And next talk show we have, we're going to talk about it.
You think we're going to talk about them winning the game? Is we going to talk about them winning the game?
Well, I know.
This year?
You know, anything is possible.
I guess so. Well, we're going to have, that's going to have to be, remain to be seen. I looked at the rest of their schedule. They don't have an easy stretch, but it's kind of hard to pump up your team after you come off a 67-0 loss at home. I mean, it's kind of hard for them to show up to school the next day and hold their head up high. That's going to take some character now. That's going to take some kind of a great coach to get his team pumped back up.
Yeah, I know that's right. You know, like I said, and then you got parents up there talking about we ain't won a game all year. And we get blowed out every time we play a game. You see what I'm saying? But
Six, 67-0, you can't even hang your hat on nothing. I mean, I didn't see the game. There might be some positive things, but at least score a field goal or a touchdown or something to make the save face or something. But that's just not competitive at all, to say the least. You get blown out 67-0.
Yeah, you got that. I mean, I can understand that, but if you were playing a four-way school and, you know, you're a two-way and they do you like that, but, hey, come on now. Come on.
They were more competitive with East Dupin when they played them, even though that was a loss to them, but they were more competitive. And, you know, that's a big game. Kingston is one of their rivals as well, too, in basketball and football.
Yeah.
And you get beat like that, that's just a dejecting experience. But talking about East Dupin, I'm going to bring Garrett back in for a second. I was getting a little bit of background noise from Garrett. I had to mute him out. I don't know. I was getting some background, a lot of background noise, so I had to mute you out for a second, Garrett. Let's see if we got that resolved.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
But you know, we talk about East Dublin. You know, it's been interesting. You know, I've hadn't really seen the Panthers play this year, but they've kind of been an up and down team. They got blew out by Wallace in the second game of the season after they blew out Richlands. And the teams they're supposed to beat, they're beaten. But they ain't got that signature win. Now, Southwest Angelo, they beat them last night, but Southwest Angelo's not that signature win for them this year. Because you look at it, Southwest Angelo is not the team that powerhouse team this year. They've had some struggle too. And that's the thing. Southwest has had that struggle as has some of these other powerhouse teams. Croton ended up, I think, didn't they beat Northside? I think that's right. I think I saw Croton beat Northside last night. I think 14-7. So the 2A Eastern Plains is pretty much on top of its head right now. Because you don't know who's going to come out of that conference. I know Drom's seen more of the 2A teams than I have, so.
I'm sorry, I got knocked out of the loop just a while ago on my cell phone. I was actually talking to one of our other cohorts, Troy, trying to get him squared away to call in. So we're looking for him to join us in any second now when he calls back in. But we were talking about East Dupin. And did anybody report the score from East Dupin last night? Because I was just just now saw it last night.
It was 14-0 when I last saw
it. That was a win for them. That was an impressive win for them. What do you think about that, Jerome?
Well, they had to win one. I mean, they had to get back on the board because, to me, they wasn't playing like everybody was expecting them to come out and play this year. So everybody was expecting them to come out and play, you know, be a force to reckon with. And I haven't seen that yet. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I had looked down these two for the schedule this year, and that was one of the must-win games that I say they needed to win if they were going to have a chance of making it to the playoffs this year. And they won it, even though I had some doubt that they would beat Southwest Oslo this year, but they won it. So I think they're sitting pretty good. I don't think they're going to go – if they make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to go far. But just making it again is you know, the what East Duplin does, what the Panthers do, but we'll see how far they go into it. Well, hold on a second, Jerome. We're going to bring in one of our last final cohorts now. We're going to be all back in the gang if I can get Troy chimed in. Troy, are you there? Let me hear you, Troy. Are you there?
Come on, Balfour.
Still trying to get Troy tied in. We have a little bit of problem with our system. He said he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him. I told him I was trying to get him in. So we're going to keep continuing on that.
That's my road dog. Come on in.
Mouth of the South. I like that one, John.
Yeah, that's my buddy.
I see his number on the screen, but we can't hear you yet, Troy. But don't hang up, Troy. We're going to still keep trying to get you in. I got you inside my screen inside the studio. They're just trying to, the computer's trying to bring you in. Troy must be calling from way out there somewhere.
Ain't no telling where Troy.
Troy might be
in
the middle.
If I did James Keenan, never know Troy.
Ain't no telling where Troy
is
this morning. He might be out of town.
Computer seems
like
he's
James
Keenan going
to cover a football game. Who knows?
But
that's where he was at last time. He was at James Keenan North Duplin.
Well, we're gonna keep trying to get Troy in. Computer's gonna keep trying to pull him in, and we'll see if we can definitely get him in before. I got his number. Like I said, I got his number in the queue. Computer's trying to bring him in. I know sometimes we have problems if the signal's too far out. But we're gonna keep on working on it.
Yes, sir.
Well, what kind of picks we got out there, guys? I know this is early still. It's late in the season, but it's early in the season to be looking for talking about picks. But who has impressed y'all out there so far that you've seen or heard of, or who has put an impression on you that might be the team this year to take it all the way?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, KC, over in this 2A bracket, you know, that's got Goldsboro, Green Central, Kinston, Ain Griffin, and South Lenoir in it. Green Central and Kinston have really impressed me now. So they riding the boat 7-0. And, you know, and I'm keeping my eyes on them two teams, Kinston and Green Central, because they're surprising me, because I just think Kinston will bounce back like they, you know, like they doing. And then you got Green Central over there in the same conference with Kinston. Both teams 7-0. They surprising me now.
Yeah, now Green Central is the one that surprised me. I don't think they're going to go all the way, but they're the ones that surprised me. Kinston really wasn't anything that surprised me, because I know they had some young players even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, just waiting to get into the lineup, waiting to get in the starting lineup. They were pretty good. So I know they had some players waiting in the wings. So they haven't surprised me.
next Friday night is gonna be the barn burner now, because I think this one Kilton and Green Central tied up together, and both teams got a 7-0 record. So that's gonna be a good game. That one.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. I don't know who to throw my mama's at that game.
What about you, Garrett?
Well, you know, looking at these conferences, I mean, of course,
besides
Carolina.
James Keenan now, Garrett. Besides James Keenan.
Well, I can't even need to say James Keenan anymore. Because you look at the Carolina conference, you know, James Keenan did lose to Rosewood, and Lakewood beat Rosewood. So right now the impressive team so far is probably going to be the winner of that Lakewood James Keenan game next Friday night. Out of the Carolina 1A. Now out of the four county, the team that's impressed me the most is Clinton. I mean, I think Clinton's going to go a long way in the playoffs if they keep going the way they're doing. I really think they got that conference because the toughest game they got left is Wallace. And what I saw from Wallace is if you kind of hold down Gillespie and Kennedy, which is what James Keenan did when they played against Wallace, if you hold down Gillespie and Kennedy, you pretty much swarm on Wallace and attack them. You know, Wallace don't know what to do. So they were faster than Wallace, but they also. I think we hear Troy now. Let's see what the Bulls is going to do to them dogs, Troy. What do you think?
Your highlight of your life is when you beat Wallace by mistake. That's the highlight of your life.
Welcome back, Troy.
Who the number one team in the state, Gary?
Mitchell.
Wallace Rosehill.
Nope, Mitchell.
Wallace Rosehill.
Here we go.
No,
KC.
Look at Carolina Prep's story. It's Mitchell.
I wasn't impressed with James Keenan last night, and I see now that game they played against Wallace was a fluke, and you will find out, but y'all ain't going to make it that far to even play Wallace again.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I bet you $500,000 to a jelly donut.
Jelly donut. KC, get the boxing
gloves out. How you doing, KC? How you feel, KC? How you feel, Jerome?
I'm feeling better.
I better just let you talk about Wallace Rosehill, talking about Jane Kittle faster than Wallace and all that stuff. Yeah, well, man, the country you come from, they probably is.
Come on, Troy. You got to agree with me, though. Clinton has been a impressive team so far.
Yeah. We talking about Sir James Keenan.
Well, I've always said that the impressive team is going to be James the winner between Keenan and Lakewood.
Go ahead and tell him about Wallace some more. Go ahead. you ain't never heard of Rosewood, eh?
Yes, we have.
Oh.
45-yard field goal.
That'll get you beat.
That's, when you don't show up to play, it definitely gets you beat.
Well, let's talk about a real team. I'm very impressed with East Dublin. They went down there last night and shut Southwest Arnold out.
Yeah, we mentioned them, and I was impressed by that, too.
Number 13. The number 3 team in Duplin County played good last night. East Duplin.
Oh yeah.
So Troy, do you think that East Duplin got no momentum going back now? That they got their heads up. You know they can go. They can play football now. Because everybody will talk about how how they supposed to been playing, and then they didn't live up to par at the beginning of the season. So do you think they got?
I think that Brian Aldridge being back on the field and Ballahalla got the board refocused. I told you the first of the year that each student had the talent and they had the speed. But, you know, sports is a lot mental.
Oh, well, yeah, 90% mental.
You got to get your head in the game. And that's why I have a Jane Kinnon down in Rosewood. I was talking to one of the Jane Kinnon people. I say they don't look focused to me. They just look like everybody just going to lay it down. Well, after you beat Wallace Rosehill, they're not going to give you no ring just for beating Wallace.
No.
You're going to have to play everybody like you play Wallace.
Exactly. And thank you, Troy.
My level can beat your level any time, any given time.
Thank you, Troy.
Yeah.
That's exactly the truth.
You got to go to the top of the mountain to get a ring.
And that's exactly why I've told, you know, people, you know, from James Keenan last night, they said, you think we can beat Lakewood? I said, we play like we did against Wallace, we could beat them.
Right. But you got to be focused. You got to stay focused. Matter of fact, when I was talking with James Keenan coach, after they had beat Wallace, then they played in Stupid. I said, how do you keep them up? He said, I got to get it in their head. You got to play one game a week. Don't worry about what you did last week. That's over.
That's exactly right.
He's a real
That's
good
not
coach.
Just for James Keenan. That's for any team.
That's right. But mostly
that's for any team.
The winning teams tend to lose focus when they play teams.
When they play up teams at a weaker level.
So you don't play with one team a week. You focus on the team you're gonna play that Friday night. You don't focus on the team you're gonna play the next Friday night.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if stopping up beat somebody.
I got the Blue Devils by school now. I got to talk. You can't talk about them and get away with it now. I got to stand my ground with South Lenore now.
South Lenore is a baseball and basketball school.
I don't like to cut you off, but I do want to ask a question. Where is KC at right now?
He let them fight it out while he listened.
He's by there with the popcorn, chewing on the popcorn and drinking the soda while we over there talking about James Keenan and South Lenore and East Stupling, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, sir. So he,
give us some of that popcorn, KC.
Nice. He can keep my share of it. Nah, he's swallowed it too, ain't he? God knows. But, South Lenore will get it together. They're going to have a football program right after a while. You know, everybody ain't perfect. You know, they're
going to
through some drought.
You tell me after I become president or before?
Probably after.
And I'm going to be right on this same North Carolina Sports Radio saying, Troy Gary, I tell you we're going to have a football program.
Troy will be president, I'll be vice president.
All the thing I can tell you.
Come to the red room and let's go.
All the thing I can tell you right now, if I tell you the Bears are right, you just get your bucket. All right?
Yeah. But it won't be the first time you told a lie, though.
And they going to be the last time, but if I tell you to get your bucket, the Bears are right, baby. We come.
Yeah. I'd love to see him turn it around, though.
That'd be good. You know, I thought when Jenkins was at South North, that's what was going to happen. But he left.
Well, he didn't have time. A lot of these guys is not getting into these Little League programs. That's where it started in Little League.
Thank you, Troy. Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what I say, too. I say the same exact story. I say that, I mean, you look at how good, you know, Wallace and James Keenan is right now. Yeah, these are carryovers from those dominant Little League programs that they've had.
That's right. And listen,
I mean,
you can't. I helped somebody coach a little junior high school, middle school team, and there was a lot of guys out there that had never been on a football field before. And you can't teach a person how to play football in 3 weeks. You just can't do it.
No, you can't. And I know exactly what you're talking about because we have the same thing with leg ball. We had 9 guys on our leg team that played football, and then 5 other guys that have never played football before.
Right.
So you can't just teach. You got those 9 guys. Those 9 guys got to step up. It's like I told the boys, the 9 guys, you got to step up and show these 5 guys what to do.
That's right.
We can only coach so far. We can't just go out there and play for you. We ain't out there on the field, you know, telling you everything you got to do. We can give you plays. We can give you everything that you need to know, but you have to be the one to execute it. You know, you have to also be committed to going to practice, too.
Yeah.
And
That's what they need right there, guys. They need another coach. They just need a coach that's going to be committed to South Lenore. He's going to stay there, so he's going to be determined to stay there for 4 years at least and see what happens.
Exactly. You need to have a football IQ. You got to know how to play some of these sports that you play, and you got to know how to know something about some of these sports that you're getting into.
You
let them out and play football. Get them in some of these programs so you can get hurt bad out there running around on a football field.
So they got the IQ to stay there 4 years.
Well, Troy, what's going on in South Florida has been let down, Troy, too many times. These players have been let down. I feel sorry for them. Now, they've had your boy coming from Wallace Rose Hill and talking all that hype. In South Florida, I'm going to start a program here. We're going to be on the map. And he didn't even stay there a season. He didn't stay there all season. He left before the season was even over through.
Well, listen, we got players almost finna fight each other down the water. We got a guy that's been selected to the Shrine Bowl. And the other guy felt like he's supposed to be, instead of him patting the guy on the back, said, good job, man. You know, he mad. Why come they didn't pick him and all this stuff? Well, that's just how it works. They can't carry everybody. They can't carry the whole team. Even though Wallace's whole team deserved to play in the Shrine Bowl, they can't pick up a one off the team.
I bet I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, you got two of them Bulldogs that's going to be going to East Carolina next year, right?
And then the same two boys you're talking about.
Wait a minute, Jerome. They committed to go to East Carolina.
And they don't say they're going.
You got to hit them books. Now, them schools will back off for you now if you don't hit them books.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you got to
have them grades now. You just can't say I'm going to East Carolina because I'm playing football for this high school. If you ain't got them grades, I know where you're going.
One of the two boys is going to probably make that commitment and go to East Carolina.
The other one.
He's got to get his bells together because talent alone ain't going to get you where you got to go.
Let me ask you this, Gary. What you think about Wallace Rose Hill and James Keenum having more championship than they got guys graduating from Division I college? or even going to Division One college to play football. Ain't something wrong with that pitcher.
That's stupid.
Nothing
wrong with championships, you know, but you know, I really look at the swing of things, you know, with James Keenan Wallace. Okay, James Keenan has had, let's see, Sam Aiken, Dontrell Hyman. Those three went to college and played college ball. Wallace has had, let's see, Nate. What did Jimmy Jerome?
Yeah. He went to college and went on the way to Pittsburgh down to college.
Yeah, and I think even ML Core, but
yeah. Professional basketball, all this talent we got.
You know, just those three names I mentioned didn't even make it into, you know, they made it into the pros, and they also played college ball. Now, another guy from James Keenan, Jimmy Dixon, did the same thing, but this is way back in the 60s, though.
Well, look, I just blame that, guys, I blame that on the players won, but most of all, I blame that on the schools. I really do. I blame it on the schools and the athletic directors because they need to get behind some of these players and tell them, look, starting at high school, not waiting to see what they're going to do when they get in college, but starting at high school, you ain't going to be on the team unless you hit the books. But these powerhouses are not willing to do that. Because they think it's going to sacrifice, they're going to have to sacrifice a good football team. And they let these players get by. And then when they become a senior, they're done with it, and they're falling on their faces.
I'm going to step on a toe or two here when I say this. You know, you point the finger at the school. I'm going to point the finger also at the parenting. It also starts at home, and I know that's stepping on some toes, but deals with education, that starts at home. You cannot just look at your talent and say, oh, this talent here is going to get me into the NFL to play for the Dallas Cowboys, or get me into college to play for the USC Trojans. You got to be book smart too to get there. Look at all these professional athletes that have left college a year or two early. But you know what they did? They went back.
Yeah, but Garrett, look at it this way. How do we know that these guys are talents? How do we know that these guys are superstars on the high school field? It's because they're being allowed to play. If we would be discussing them, if they weren't allowed to play, but the school fights their championships.
Exactly. How about our buddy Todd Gurley?
Follow him from a freshman. Right on to where he is now.
Yeah,
and I think
that
there goes that man. And I think that there goes that man should be trademarked by us because, if I'm not mistaken, Troy used it.
That's right.
They run with that. Because I was looking on Twitter one day and had, there goes that man. You know, on Twitter about Todd Gurley, and I'm saying, well, you know what? That's what Troy usually says about Todd Gurley.
Yep.
So maybe that trademark we need to put a TM beside it and put ENC High School Sports. There goes that man, TM. That way we can get some money out of that trademark.
But
subject